Welcome to the Walking Through Time podcasts. There are plenty more to make your visit to New Norfolk more enjoyable.
The Old Colonian has this mystique about it that once it's touched you, even your own personal story, once it's touched you, you will be back. It's as simple as that. And if it hasn't touched you, what has happened is you've been a person growing up around the Sunday table, listening to somebody talk about their Old Colonian story, and now you have a chance to go and see what they were talking about. And that's what we find.
It was land granted in the very early 1800s, soon after settlement. The land grant was to Stephen Hampton and William Courtney, and Stephen Hampton actually went on then to be the Surgeon General of Western Australia. They were controllers of the convict stores, and I think they actually lived next door. Not here. This was only a cellar for storing hops. It wasn't anything like it is now. It was purely and simply a cellar for storing hops, which is in the original part of the house down there. And I assume that's why it has the big chimneys there. And then, as all old places did, it got built on, and what we now use as the doll's house room, and then the middle, the hall went on, then coming forward to here, the music room, and then apparently the top part went on in 1835. The original part of the building is convict brick, and then various people lived here before it was made into this touristy attraction. And the chap who actually turned it into what it is now was William Rees, and he returned from the war. He was in the Royal Australian Air Force, and he had always seen this place on his travels and thought that would make a really lovely honeymoon destination and tea rooms. And he was a gentleman who developed it, and he had it from 1945. Six, I think, if he came back from the war, it'd have to be, until the late 60s, I think. And then it changed hands to Mr. Beaumont, who then ran it still as a tourist attraction. And then the owner of the Bush Hotel bought it and was running both places. Then it's had a couple of owners since then until we bought it. Apparently, before my time, in the early days, a lot of honeymooners would come here, and little cottages still called the honeymoon cottage, although we live in there now, was quite, as everywhere has its heyday, the Old Colonian was the destination for honeymoon couples from Hobart. And then families would come up with their children over the weekend, as they still do actually, from Hobart. It was a big thing to have raspberries and cream in the garden. That was what it was really known for, afternoon teas. And we still get people coming back who are actually married here. I had a couple here, a Mr. and Mrs. Shaw. They got married here 50 years ago, and they had a big lunch and afternoon tea, and still had the bridesmaid and the groomsman. Yes, yeah, they did. Yeah. And we get so many people, don't we, James, come through the door and they say, oh, we were here 60 years ago. It's amazing. It's really nice, and they're really pleased the place is still going. And they say, I'm so glad you're still here. Well, the land was cut off down here 30 years ago. It was subdivided. But, you know, the front is still the same, and visually it's still the same from Montague Street. Just doesn't go back as far as it used to. I think Mr. Rees might have got the idea of a tea room from, where the Bowls Club is now, and at the end of Ferry Street, was Mr. and Mrs. Pigeon had a tea room, and their two daughters used to run it. Ken O'Brien told me that, and that was in the very, very early 1900s. And I think that's probably where Bill got the idea from. Thought that other place would make a really nice tea room. As I say, it was just a residence then. And actually his son came back here about 8 years ago or so. He rang me from Sydney and he said, I wonder if I could pop in and see you and explain. I said, yes, please do. And he stayed here. And what is now one of my suites was his bedroom. And so that was interesting to have the original creator of this place's son come back, which was lovely. Our main visitors are tourists, so visitors to the state. Particularly we get them coming back from Strawn or after that long drive, what looks like a big sized town, let's stay in New Norfolk, and we get lots. We don't get many visitors coming up from Hobart, they're just boom straight through. But we still get lots of Hobartians come up for afternoon tea and lunch and Sundays. I still have a lot of daughters who'll bring their parents up. They possibly could be in nursing homes or something like that. And they always came here, as you said, came here as a family. So they still bring their parents back for afternoon tea, and it's lovely.
It isn't so much a comment. It's like when they get to the gate, there's this sigh of relief that they still feel that the warm fuzzies they originally had are still here. And that's what the old Colonians got. And the other thing, too, that I would like to point out is that in the early, early days, this whole precinct ran from the Bush Inn down to Ferry Street, because that's where the jetty was, and the water's still brackish up to here. You got to remember, in the olden days, this river was a lot higher. We're sitting on a floodplain here. The water in the olden days would have been lapping right up where we are now. And the original Junction Motel was swept away in a flood. So that can tell you something about blackfellas. The big river people would have never settled where we are right now, because the river over 12,000 years. The high countries on the other side of Montague Crescent, that's where the settlements would have been when you were an Aboriginal person. So we can bring that kind of history to the very fact that we are sitting on a floodplain. And in 12,000 years ago, we'd be underwater right now, I suspect. So to get back to that precinct, I believe at any given time during those early days, there would have been 25 structures around here, including the Bush Inn, the garrison, which is next door, whatever structure was here. Because virtually the original highway to Hobart's the river. So whatever came up the river, went through this precinct to get to where it needed to go. Whatever was coming off the land went through this precinct to get to the river. So it's kind of like it was a very vital linchpin. And we've heard anecdote stories about it actually being like a hitching post, you know, where people would whatever the horse trade was or whatever was going on, this was kind of like a hitching. It was like the midway, quarterway point or something, where it would be where you got your second wind to go on to somewhere else. Well, the old Colony Inn, it started out, you know, with all this talk about coffee. It was the old Colony Inn coffee house, coffee something.
It was Bill who named it, yeah. The commercial Colony venture, Old Colony Inn. So it's really only been the Old Colony Inn commercially since 46, 47. Before that, we don't know what it was called before.
And yeah, so I mean, that's how far ahead this guy was, because he was already using the term coffee, the European influence. So he was, you know, now everybody's into coffee now. But he was the guy. And we stumbled across a plan that I think he was either going to submit to council or whatever, which was actually going to have like three more honeymoon cottages on this site. That's how smart, clued in this guy was. Don't know whatever became of that, but of course it never happened. Because that cottage was also part of the property back then when he owned it. So that would have been just as much a part of the honeymoon cottage.
The Walking Through Time project has been made possible through the assistance of the Australian Government's Your Community Heritage Program and funding from the Derwent Valley Council. We would like to thank the many members of the public who have given freely of their thoughts and memories to make this project a success.